In our first reading today, we have the episode of the Jewish people of the Old Testament going through the desert, and God fed them with special bread from heaven. And bread begins with the letter M. I once asked a First Communion class, tell me, what was the name of that heavenly bread that God fed his people with in the Old Testament to lead them to the promised land? And one kid says, Father, I know, I know. I said, what is it? He says, matzah, matzah. I said, close, it's manna. Manna was that special bread that nourished the people on their journey to the promised land. Well, we are even more blessed than the people of the Old Testament because the Lord doesn't give us manna, he gives us the Holy Eucharist. Not a ordinary bread, but truly the heavenly bread, the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ under the appearances of bread. And that is the food for our journey. We're all on a pilgrimage to heaven. And so our heavenly bread that nourishes us on our pilgrim way to the promised land of heaven is nothing else than Christ himself. At the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and wine and said, this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. He didn't say, this symbolizes my body. This reminds you of my body. This is a representation of my body. Jesus didn't say that. He said, this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. So since Jesus is God, what he says is true. So we know that it truly became Jesus himself at the Last Supper. And that is our heavenly bread that nourishes us on our way to heaven. And we know this has been the faith of the church for the last 2,000 years, that what occurs at Mass is not a symbol, not a reminder. It is a reality, which we call the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Today is the feast day of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, which is celebrated throughout the universal church. And it is such a great feast day because this one Sunday a year reminds us what Vatican II said. What is the source and summit of the Christian life? It is Jesus truly present in the Holy Eucharist. That is the source and summit of the Christian life, is the Holy Eucharist, because it is Jesus himself. The Lord knew that he would ascend to the Father, but he wanted to remain on earth through the Blessed Sacrament. So in every Catholic church, every Catholic tabernacle, Jesus is there. We could come to worship him and adore him and spend time with him. This has been the faith of the church for 2,000 years. Look at the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, writing in about 50 AD. He says, is not the cup we bless a participation in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? See, this is so powerful to realize the true presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. It's the number one reason why people convert to the Catholic faith. There are many reasons, you know, the moral teachings of the church, the church's teachings on marriage and family and pro-life issues. Many people convert because of those reasons. But if you read the stories of the 800 Protestant ministers that have become Catholic in the last 20 years, almost everyone says the number one factor was the Holy Eucharist. It was being able to receive the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ every Sunday, even every day in daily Mass if they want to. And we see in today's Gospel, John chapter 6, such an important chapter. The Lord's longest teaching in the whole Bible is found in John chapter 6. As you know, I took this as my license plate here in Virginia, for the state of Virginia, right? JNCH6. At least once a month, somebody asks me, what does Join Channel 6 mean? But I tell them, no, look it up, John chapter 6. What does Jesus say today? I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. When did Jesus give us this bread? At the Last Supper. And it says that the crowd quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Well, how does Jesus respond to that? He doesn't say, you misinterpreted me. I was only speaking figuratively. I was speaking symbolically. Jesus did not say that. He reaffirmed the reality, and he said, amen, amen, which means truly, truly. And now Jesus repeats it 4 or 5 more times. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. And even to make it more clear, Jesus says, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Whoever feeds on me will have life because of me. He says, this is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and died nonetheless, whoever eats this bread will live forever. So today is a wonderful day for the Universal Church because we celebrate and acknowledge the greatest gift that Jesus gave us before he ascended into heaven, which was the gift of himself to remain with us in the Holy Eucharist. But today is also a very special day for our parish. Today we celebrate 10 years of having been established as a parish. Even though our church building is only 3 years old, the church itself was founded 10 years ago today by Bishop Laverde when he established this parish of Holy Trinity. So it is a great day for us, and this whole year of our 10th anniversary, we've tried to do special things with our opening kickoff back in January, with our Eucharistic procession, with our whole year focused upon the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, the Adoration Chapel that we're so blessed to have, the Eucharistic miracle posters that are with us for the next couple months. Take a moment to read those in the hallway to deepen your faith in the real presence of Jesus. So this whole year, we're focusing in thanksgiving of our 10th anniversary and thanksgiving for the greatest gift that Jesus gave us, the real presence of himself in the Holy Eucharist.